This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Hey, thank you. We are thrilled to be joined by Damian Lee as the preseason is underway. A new season is upon us. We tape this in the middle of this road series where the team comes back from Sacramento as the preseason is winding down. And Damian, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. For starters, this opportunity to start this new season, Damian, what is it for this team as you guys return to the court and look for some early success?
First and foremost, you know, our thing is, you know, just trying to hang our hat on defense. We have a lot of athletes, a lot of athleticism, guys that can shoot, guys that can create. So, you know, for us, it's just about starting it on the defensive end and then getting out and running in transition, just trying to make the game easier for ourselves.
When you look at integrating some of these new faces into the organization, the culture and that sort of thing, you know, there's obviously the number two overall pick in the draft that's a big component to what's to come. But, you know, I want to ask you a little bit about a guy who was here with us on this program just a bit ago and first hear from him so we can use that as a jumping off point. This James Wiseman on his expectations for this season.
Going there and learn as much as possible and just to get better every day on my teammates and just to go in there and just work hard every day and just compete. And just to win games. I mean, for all athletes, our main objective in sports period is to win games. So just to go in there and win, learn as much as possible, and just grow as a player.
Damian, this guy is so centered, so talented, and really this kind of like old soul, this vibe I get. And I know you can relate to this. I mean, there's something artistic about James Wiseman, the way he carries himself and holds himself. And as a very young guy, his impact, I'm sure, will be from the person that he is. What are you sensing that to be?
Yeah, it's huge. Just, you know, seeing James, obviously, you know, the specimen from, you know, the basketball standpoint, over 7 foot, 7'8" waistband, all that stuff, you know, all that's going to come along. But as you say, you know, the person that he is, very, very selfless, just trying to understand, trying to be a sponge. Obviously, you know, it's difficult for, you know, guys like him, Nico, you know, other guys that have been drafted. And, you know, basically you're having this huge learning curve. And there's always going to be a learning curve for any guy that comes into the league or, you know, anybody that plays and, you know, comes off in off season. But for them, it's, you're really an accelerated crash course. So the type of person that he is, he's A1. I mean, one of the best guys, you know, that I've been around, in terms of, you know, a younger guy. And we're actually locker mates. So, you know, he's right next to me. So anytime he has a question, he's always just asking me, you know, anything about the game, anything about life, and just trying to, you know, learn as much as he can, through these past couple weeks that he's been here.
You talked about Nico Mannion, another player you've been spending some time on the court with in these preseason games. And this is what Nico had to say about the culture that he's so thrilled to be joining.
From day one, really, since I've been here, it's just been a family environment. Everyone's just friendly. All the vets are kind of helping out the younger guys, letting them know how to do things right, what they want, what coach wants. And it's been a really good environment.
Totally echoing what you were just saying about how you've interacted with James and I'm sure Nico. And really, why is it so important in building a team for veterans to be really good and truly helping young players acclimate not to just what life is on the court, but off the court, and it just everything around what the NBA is?
Yeah. If you look at it, it really just starts from the top. You know, obviously, you know, the coaching staff got a bunch of guys that are selfless and always pumping in confidence. But when you go to the player side, they say that it's a player's league. And, you know, if you just look at our leader, you know, and Steph, you know, a guy that's very selfless out there, and always trying to pump in confidence, and you see how even keeled he is. You look at Draymond, and, you know, guys see Draymond, and, you know, from the outside, people always try to name Draymond as something, but Draymond is one of the best leaders that I've ever been around, and all he wants to do is empower guys and help guys win. Obviously, everyone has different leadership tactics, but, you know, starting from the top with Steph, Draymond, our two leaders, you get, you know, a little bit of a little bit of everything. And it's amazing just to see how much those guys care. And I think, you know, in that regard, it really comes down to, you know, whoever their vets were, you know, when they were coming into the league and guys that they saw and guys who led them. So really it's just paying it forward. And, you know, I know when James and Nico get to be, you know, 7-10 year vets, they're going to be doing the same thing for the next generation.
So when I think of last Christmas, as this new Christmas is coming, I think of a game where you were absolutely killing it. Chase Center against the Houston Rockets, and it was a big win. A season that had a lot of challenges, but how much of that Christmas Day game kind of spur you on to finish a season strong and look forward to what can be some real success here in the seasons ahead, and really with this long layoff, getting back to action in a very solid way coming up as we're really starting another season here at the Christmas season?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, obviously everyone talks about the big game, you know, last year at Christmas. You know, the stats and just the impact on the game. But I think it's really just a testament of my story. You know, even 2 weeks before Christmas, I wasn't even getting in the game. You know, I was coming off the bench, you know, playing a little bit, probably playing, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, spot minutes. And it's just one of those things where, you know, just always staying ready and staying ready for the moment. And, you know, just always staying diligent in my craft, working hard. I mean, not even to say 2 weeks. I mean, I was coming off a broken hand 6 weeks prior to Christmas. So, you know, just coming back and just staying ready, just, you know, keeping my faith and just knowing, you know, that I belong here. Don't have to, you know, be verbal about it, but just internally knowing I belong here, knowing my why, knowing what I do it for, and just attacking every day, trying to go out there and make a positive impact for the team every time I step on the court.
You know, I've never really asked you this, and it's kind of a strange question, but you know, I think of the way you play, like all out, hyper intense, just like leave it on the floor. And this intensity really is part of the profile. Where does it come from? I know that's kind of a weird question, but I've always kind of wanted to ask you, like going all out the way you do, diving on the floor for a ball, doing all the things you do to bring such intensity to the game, it's almost kind of like rooted in football without pads sometimes. Where does it come from for you?
You know, actually, I think it just comes from my love and my, you know, a lot of people say passion is a good or a bad thing. I think it just comes from my love and passion of the game. You know, obviously, you know, everyone knows my past, and, you know, I talk about it, just about having the game ripped away from me, you know, a couple of times and having major injuries and bouncing back. And it's just like, I feel like if I go out there and don't go hard, then, you know, I'm self and doing the team and doing my family a disservice. You know, I feel like I was, you know, put in this position to be able to have a story to tell to people, you know, be able to go out there and play. And that's all I could do. If I play 5 minutes, if I play 10 minutes, if I play 15 minutes, you know, people are going to know that I'm out there on the floor. You know, some people are going to say good things about how I play and some people say bad things. But at the end of the day, people are talking. And, you know, I'm never want to talk about myself. You know, I'll let other people do the talking, but I just want to do whatever it takes for us to get an advantage, to come in, make an immediate impact, play with energy. And that's something that's always going to be a constant.
Early on when you had joined the team, I remember having a conversation with you because I knew you had an interest in photography and I knew you had an interest in, you know, a variety of things that were off the court interests, writing, communications. It's obvious, like the way you approach your job is very methodical. And I would say in many ways to be an artist or a writer, you'd have to think in a certain kind of process. Where do these off-court interests sort of come from? What inspires you in that regard?
I think it's really ever since I was a child. I mean, I can say music, you know, being musically inclined, you know, I kind of taught myself how to play the piano and play drums, really, not really with reading music, but it was all just by ear. You know, I could sort of hear a tune and just be able to, you know, play the piano when I was younger. And then I think just wanting to always learn and get better. I think from the artistic side, I definitely have to blame my mom. She put me on the music when I was younger, listening to Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt in 96. So I was, what, 4 years old at the time. And I just fell in love with music. And then just thinking about, as you said, like just artistry, music. I have this book when I was four, when I was in kindergarten. I said I wanted to grow up and go to Duke and become a weatherman. Don't ask me why I wanted to become a weatherman, but, you know, I actually got the chance to study weather when I was in college. So it's just any type of information that I can try to attain. I always want to learn, just a seeker of information. If it's any challenge that's out there, you know, I feel like as long as I put my mind to it and put the time and energy and effort into it, that I can accomplish it. It's really just, I don't know, I guess it's a gift that, you know, the Lord has blessed me with. And I try to pass along those gems to anybody that I can.
Damian, you're awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lawrence.